Good morning. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. We gather on this Easter morning to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. At this time, I invite you to hear these words from the gospel because it tells the story the best of the joy and exuberance that is found on this day, on the realizing that Christ is risen, that Christ is resurrected. So hear these words from the Gospel of John in chapter 20, verses 1 through about 23. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth had been laid on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But I go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. This season we have worshiped and connected in totally different ways. We've gathered unexpectedly, unplanned. All that we have done in the last month has been just beyond our wildest imagination of how we would be separated from one another in this time of the pandemic. But when I think about how Easter is in this time, how this day of resurrection, this day of rejoicing is in this time, I believe it is fitting and prudent as a witness for the world that we gather, that we witness, and that we be a light to the world, proclaiming the hope of the resurrection. As we are gathered in our separate homes, in our separate places, maybe you are watching this from while you're doing your chores, or wherever you find yourself this day and able to hear this message, we know the message is true for us wherever we are, is that Christ is risen today. Christ is resurrected, and we have that everlasting hope. When I look at this reading today, you know, we have that traditional reading from the Gospel of John of when they went to the tomb and they were uncertain and they're see that, you know, things are not as they expected, and they see that Christ is resurrected. But what I think is really telling for us this year is when you go on a little bit further in the story and you come to verse 19, when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Why I think this verse means so much for this Easter in particular is because of that separation, that social distancing that we are living into. And we also have some fear with us right now. Fear of not knowing what will happen next, what plans may change. Fear of our incomes, fear of our jobs. And we also have fear for those who are sick and ill, and certainly understandable fear for those who are struggling with the coronavirus disease. And we have many who are on the front lines of this disease, who are putting themselves out there, our medical professionals, who are in a place that is fearful, that can be scary. But I believe this message of hope, this message of hope that came to the disciples when they were scared, when they had fear, when things were uncertain for them, that same message of hope, that same message that Christ shares, that peace be with you, is with us this year. It's with us, and I believe for us, maybe a little more real than in years past. But that message of resurrection, of hope, is the same message that our brothers and sisters in Christ have been proclaiming, living into for almost 2,000 years. If you think about in the grand course of, you know, Christian history, of our church history, there have been times when Easter would not have been celebrated like we do, like with our gathering in the church or at the river for our sunrise service. There were times when the church was in a place of fearful anxiety because of natural disaster or disease, but also because of oppressive powers, wartime, uncertainty to life and limb in those situations, you know, would prevent the people from gathering to celebrate Easter. But yet the message of hope and resurrection carried through is still with us. And in this moment of resurrection and hope, we have a Lord and Savior who comes to us when we are scared, when we have fear, and says, "Peace be with you." I believe that peace is transcendent for us, wherever we are, wherever our situation is. And I believe in the core of my being, this resurrection hope that is filled with peace is maybe the defining part, you know, component, however you want to put that, of our faith. It is the thing on which we stand on as a people of faith. It is a message of hope that is greater than the fear. It is a message of peace that is greater than the uncertainty. The disciples certainly would identify with us in our uncertainty, in our fear, and being scared. But as Christ came to them and said, "Peace be with you," Christ does the same for us today. I believe this is the day that we proclaim that Christ the Lord is risen today. This is the day, as a people of faith, that we look into the fear and the uncertainty in the world, the hardship in the world, and we say that Christ the Lord is risen today. This is also the day when we look into the eyes of our family members, those whom we care about, those whom we talk to on the phone, we FaceTime with, and this is the day that we proclaim to them that Christ the Lord is risen today. That is a message of hope. That is a message of life. That speaks to us now as it has in the past to those who have gone before us. But it is a message of hope and life that carries forward with us, not only today or next week or a month or two, but for our whole lives. It is a message that our children and our grandchildren, that our nieces and nephews, our grandnieces and nephews, our neighbor kids will all experience on this day, because Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Amen.